I mean, you're just old enough to remember the big snows of 47. Perhaps. Have you got a picture of that in your mind's eye?
47, I can remember. We lived at Normanwood. And we come out at bedroom windows and slid down drifts into the yard because all around the house were buried. And my dad had a few current buildings and he couldn't get them out. So the stack came up at back and it just about covered all the windows and everything up before they could get a door open to get muck out.
There must have been such a lot of losses of livestock then. Must have been huge, wasn't it?
In them days, my grandad and my dad, they hadn't a lot of sheep. So they took lay sheep in winter. They used to get a lot out of West Yorkshire. They bring all the rogs, the young sheep, down for winter. They'd walk them from up on Firth and there.
How far were they taking them then?
How far is on Firth away from Whaley Bridge?
25 miles, would you say?
Something like that.
Must have lost condition a tremendous amount in those days.
No, and each day, each pub had a field where they put them in at night and there'd be grass in. And the farmers would have a few pints and a meal. And I believe they had very good dogs in them days, because my dad said most of the farmers were drunk by the time they got whaling. And then they'd bring the sheep, they'd mark them up, turn them out onto the moor. Then them fellas, they'd have to walk back home first.
Right.
They paid on what sheep they took back in spring. Anything as died in winter, my grandad didn't get paid for.
Right.
And they said in 1947, there was hardly anything went back into West Yorkshire. They'd all perished. So my grandad and my dad didn't know income.
Ruination for a lot of people, it must have
ruination.
Been.
Ruination.
Yeah.
Had you got water in the buildings? Then where the cows,
no, there was a trough outside, yeah. And he carried it in buckets to him.
Did he? Yeah.
Because as fast as he tried to dig doors out, get cows out, he just shut them up again.
And there was no emergency relief, because obviously you got the post-war government. None at all.
And Mother always had a great big sideboard in front room, chock-a-block full of tins. And they always kept hens, so she'd always neck hen. They got sheep, so They didn't starve for a bit of meat. And I can remember walking over to Old Field, which is next place over where my grandad lived, going with my dad. And there were some chaps had a sawmill up on Oom Moor. And they'd been digging for days for it to get up to this sawmill. And I can remember seeing this gang of men digging to see a track out for it to get to this sawmill. I remember next morning my dad telling my mother, probably it had snowed in night and blowed again. He said it all filled in again.
Good grief.
So what they're thinking, and they abandoned it till fall came.
Goodness. Tom Tomlinson, who I interviewed, he was the first National Park Ranger for the Peak Park.
Oh, right, yeah.
And he came from a family of mill workers, and he was one of the trespass people. And when they opened the National Park in 1947 or wherever it was, but he remembered in his early days, and he remembered with the snows of 47, he was bringing groups of school children out of Sheffield to help rescue sheep and dig sheep out.
Yeah.
Tremendous connections between town and country that were the first job of the National Park, and he was involved with that. It's fantastic, really.
Yeah.
So later on then,
as sticks in your mind is 63 winter.
Yeah, I remember that. Yeah,
that was just something.
How was it different to 47? Was it longer or more snow?
I think it was as long. Mm-hmm. That was my mother at Yard Gate at Old Field. There's a Bateson 2-cow trailer under that. And if you poked a big long stick down, you could just touch top of the trailer.
Good grief.
And that snowdrift, it was just like, you know, these big long baps they have for steak sausages in.
Yeah.
It just like somebody sliced one in half and plonked it down. And it came overnight that did.
Wow. These are great pictures.
And quite a lot of fields were bare.
This is 63.
Yeah, it had blown it off.
Yeah.
But it buried an awful lot of stuff, and and the frost.
What time of year did it come, Bill?
End of January.
End of January. So and quite a late start. Yeah. It, and down it, our way, it started on Boxing Day.
Yeah. And in 63, snow that hard, you couldn't go and prod for buried sheep.
No.
So when it started melting a bit, snow went softer, we went and walked all gullies and walls, took your dog and a stick and a shovel, and them that had already come off, most of them, foxes had eaten their ears off, and we found them, you know, as they appeared. We didn't find anything alive. They were, you know, the hefting in them had saved a lot of them.
Right.
So, they were, you know, they were a big mortality, but nothing near like 47.
Right.
And it froze so hard with
it. Yeah. And never let up.
I can remember council opening Long Hill up, road between Whaley Bridge and Buxton, and they got a big American Mack wagon with a big butterfly plough on front.
Yeah.
And we could hear this noise, and we were outside and we watched. And you could see him come up through Fernie Lane, go up Long Hill, and every now and then you'd see a car go down into the field. Something had been abandoned. And he just kept going, went straight through to Buxton. All road signs were gone. Miles and miles of curbstones. If there were any abandoned cars, they were down in the field.
Yeah. This was 63.
That was 63 when they opened the road up.
Amazing.
The Fernley Reservoir, it froze that solid.
Solid, yeah.
And just before they'd forecast a thaw, waterborne men, they fetched a great gang of men and the overflow at Fernley Reservoir, like a big long plate, went into a spillway.
Mm.
And they had to break all that ice about, I don't know, about 6 or 8 foot back from plate. Because it was all underneath, because they'd used all the water. Because there was no water going in.
No.
Everything was frozen solid.
Yeah.
And they had to break it back, because they said when all snow thawed and came in, if it lifted the ice up and it moved it, it could take spillway and it had ruptured down.
Yeah. I mean, it was amazing.
That was tremendous thickness.
Yeah.
And when thaw came, and we were all in that one now, we could hear these great big bangs. And of course, what's that? And we went outside, we could hear it like cannons going off. And it was ice fracturing on the reservoir.
Yeah.
And it was so loud. Water started coming in at the top and it started washing like these plates of ice. Like you say, they went under one another and the screaming noise, it went through you.
Mm.
It was like somebody gets an old pan shovel on some tiles and scrubs it about. And that went on for days. And all this water were coming up and ice were coming down towards down. And as it came down, like it was rocking up like that.
Wow.
It were weird.
Amazing thing to see. So how close to the reservoir were you? I'll have to look on the map.
We're about a quarter of a mile from the edge of water.
You know right exactly what was going on the whole time.
Yeah.